I continue. Number three, the rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies. No, it won't. You all know enough of the Bible to know what is the armor against hell? It's the helmet of salvation. What is the shield that will keep the fiery darts of the wicked one from tempting you? It's faith. And where's faith? For by grace are you saved through faith. And even that is not of yourself. It's the gift of God. It's not the gift of Mary or any other saint. Number four. Oh, that souls would sanctify themselves by this means. Saying the rosary can sanctify a soul? What did Jesus Christ, God in human flesh, say in John 17:17? Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace will sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. Mary cannot sanctify me. She's been sanctified. You've been sanctified by faith. Mary will not sanctify you. Number five, the soul which recommends itself to me by the recitation of the rosary shall not perish. You know what John 3:16 says? It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. If you've traveled much, I love to travel because it helps me understand more about the Bible. But I remember being on a camping trip once, and we came down out of the Alps and came through northern Italy. There's a church. Not just one, there's many, but there's one famous church in Italy that has a normal Roman Catholic crucifix, larger than life, Jesus Christ hanging there, dead. And the other side of that cross, nailed on the backside, is Mary. How could that be? That is Roman Catholic dogma. And that dogma is that Mary is the co-redemptrix of the human race because with Christ, and I am quoting to you directly from their doctrine, because with Christ she ransomed mankind from the power of Satan. Jesus redeemed us with the blood of his body, Mary with the agonies of her heart. You know, it is really sad that people that love God and are seeking him with their whole heart are deluded to think that that's true. I could go on. I'll just read these. Those who are faithful and recite the rosary shall have during their life and at their death the light of God and the plenitude of his graces. And at the moment of death, they shall participate in the merits of the saints in paradise. You know what that is? The supererogation of the saints we had to learn to get our doctoral exams done. You know what that means? It means that some people are good enough on earth that they do enough good works to not only get them to heaven, but some of it spills over into this great chalice in heaven, which is the repository of the supererogated merits of the saints. What's that? That's a superstition that says that people that are called saints, like St. Patrick and St. I don't even know them all. I'm sorry. I never learned them, but you know, whoever they are, that those people had enough to get to heaven plus some extra for other lowly people like us. And if you pray the rosary that God or Mary or someone will take a dipper of their good works and dump it on you to help you get out of purgatory faster. That's what it says. That you will participate in the merits of the saints in paradise. Here's number nine. I shall deliver from purgatory those who have been devoted to the rosary. Not deliver from going, but so you don't have to stay there forever. Mary is going to deliver you from eternal punishment. And the faithful children of the rosary shall merit the high degree of glory in heaven. You shall obtain all that you ask of me by the recitation of the rosary. All who recite the rosary are my sons and brothers of my only son, Jesus Christ. Mary had other sons. James was her son. Jude was her son that wrote the book of Jude. It's in the Bible. Finally, devotion to my rosary is a great sign of predestination. Now, pardon me, this will be my only funny thing I'll say in the night. But devotion to the rosary of Mary is a sign of predestination, not to heaven. This is blasphemous. And I only carry it around not to make fun of it, but to show you the depths to which human ingenuity has fabricated a way to get around the simplicity of the gospel. Catholicism's Christology is heretical. It denies Christ's exclusive role as a mediator between God and man, making Mary co-mediatrix. Number two, it denies the exclusivity of his redemptive work, making Mary co-redemptrix. Vatican II credits Mary with a perpetual salvific role. She continues to obtain by her constant intercession the graces we need for eternal salvation, because Jesus didn't pay it all. Number three, Romanism denies the sufficiency of his redemptive work. It declares that the redeemed must, in addition to Christ's suffering for them on the cross, suffer for their own sins here and in purgatory. The first reason why Romanism is false and wrong is the Mass. The second reason why is they've taken a very godly and beloved woman that all of us are going to enjoy fellowshipping with forever around the throne of the Lamb of God, whose name was Mary. And they have denied the biblical teaching that all have sinned, that Mary said, "My God and my Savior." And then she said, "You've picked me up." She quoted Hannah and said, "You've picked me up out of the refuse pile of sin." And they have elevated her to being next to God, above Christ, to accomplish their salvation.